When your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyaratu Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyaratu al-Ashura. So stay with us.
فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثأرك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of Ziyaratu al-Ashura. بأبي أنت وأمي لقد عظم مصابي بك. May my father and mother be sacrificed for you. Indeed, my affliction due to what happened to you is immense. فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك. Therefore, I ask Allah who venerated your station وأكرمني بك and honored me أن يرزقني طلب ثارك to provide me with the succor to avenge for your blood with a supported leader. مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد from the family of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله. May Allah pour down his mercy on him and his progeny. Regarding the first part, بأبي أنت وأمي, as we discussed in the previous episode, desire in this part, by saying this تفديه expression, declares that he gives preference to Imam Hussein عليه السلام, to his actions, to his deeds, to his words, over his beloved ones in his life. Now, this part continues, لقد عظم مصابي بك. Indeed, my affliction due to what happened to you is immense. The particle lam in لقد عظم مصابي بك shows that the Tsar is swearing, that the Tsar believes that the calamity that has befallen him is indeed immense and severe. So لقد عظم مصابي بك, this shows the severity of this affliction. This emphasizes the vastness of this incident. The word مصاب in this phrase, لَقَدْ عَظُمَ مُصَابِي بِكْ, is translated as affliction. So it is as if we are saying, لَقَدْ عَظُمَ مُصَابِي بِكْ means my affliction indeed due to what happened to you is immense. So we are declaring the immensity of our affliction due to what happened to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. A natural consequence of such a situation is deep anguish. It's a deep sorrow. Expressing our state of intense affliction of sorrow, however, should be natural. It should be tangible. In order to realize this, we have to pass through two important stages. We have to have proper knowledge. As we also say, whenever the one who is supplicating wants his supplication to be responded to, the very first condition for him is to know the one whom he invokes, the one whom he has turned to. So in this case, this is also true. Proper knowledge means the accurate knowledge about the personality of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We have to know the details of the tragedy of Karbala in order for us to have this great sorrow within ourselves. And the second stage is true love. Intense love and attachment for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, such that we feel united with Imam. Such that we consider Imam's loss as our own loss, or rather, even greater. That's why we say, Bi abi anta wa ummi, may my father, may my mother be sacrificed for you.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right, or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So brothers and sisters, when we see the kind of sensation used in this part, the kind of sentiment that says, لَقَدْ عَظُمَ مُصَابِي بِكْ, indeed my affliction due to what happened to you is immense, added with the previous part, بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي, may my father and mother be sacrificed for you, we realize that this presentation, this expressing of our state, this affliction, this sorrow, this should be tangible. This should be real and natural. So we say, in the beginning, we have to have the proper knowledge, the accurate knowledge about the personality of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, which is the epitome of the religion. And of course, true love. We have to present our true love for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And we will describe each of these steps in order to familiarize ourselves with the personality of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, so that we can feel that sense of musab even more. So, regarding proper knowledge, unfortunately, sometimes the fundamental aim of conveying the message of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is forgotten. Instead of introducing his sublime character, instead of narrating a reliable account of his tribulations, so that a natural flow of tears ensure and continue, some try to relate inauthentic records to ensure that the listeners are able to weep well. Some noble scholars in this regard, in order to avoid deviation and misquotation, try to read a reliable maqtal so that the listeners get accurate information, so that the listeners weep on the basis of truth. This is what Imam Hussein alayhi salam, after all, died for. This is the Imam Hussein is the epitome of truth. So we say to everyone to read the words of lamentation from the text of the book itself. This is highly recommended if we want our listeners to listen carefully and weep on the basis of truth. to reach the inner and real meaning of this part. لَقَدْ عَظُمَ مُصَابِي بِكْ. Indeed, my affliction due to what happened to you is immense. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا حسين.